brought to you by Penguin.
I haven't been entirely honest with you. Written and read by me, Miranda Hart. A prologue of false starts. When I collapsed, I needed answers for what to do right there and then. It was a chronic situation, but it was still a crisis. I couldn't make myself a kale smoothie or get to a yoga class, and I had no inclination to journal a gratitude list. I was ill, and I was alone, and I was debilitated. And I thought, what do I do now? How can I help myself right now? And then there was a flicker of anger. There's a booming self-help industry out there. There's incredible awareness and discourse on holistic well-being from amazing experts. But I don't know what to do right now to help this critical moment of mine. I needed to know how to do the next 10 minutes, and then hopefully the next. But I had nothing solid to draw on, no clear foundations to trust. As the months went on, this made less and less sense. So, I thought, what are all the extraordinary scientists, neuroscientists, psychologists, etc. today, mixed with ancient wisdom which many of them draw on, actually saying? What are the keys they all agree on? There must be universal truths to all the knowledge out there. I decided to find out. I needed to find out. Because I needed to know how to do the next 10 minutes. Well, I did find out. I researched and studied and decided to write about it, which is why we are here, my dear listener chum. Hello to you. But I uncovered way more than I ever expected. So I had absolutely no idea where to start this book. Starting can be hard, particularly with anything that feels significant. It's rather bold to say that this little book of mine feels significant because it may not feel that way to you listening to the thing. Hello again. For me, though, it's an epic embarkation. I'm putting to paper the depths of what I've discovered and lived through in recent years. I was not expecting my life to have turned out the way it has or to unravel the way it did. But here I am, rather remarkably intact, and even more remarkably, certainly very surprisingly to me, with some answers that have led to living with a meaning, joy, and freedom that I never thought possible. My dear listener chum, I had many attempts at starting this book. In the spirit of honesty, here are the different ways and what I felt about them. It's been quite the journey. Oh no, very naff, start again. Roses are red, violets are blue, I'm going to have a cup of tea and hopefully do a poo. Pull yourself together, heart. Time to get serious. Right. So sorry, my lovely listener chum. Next start. Where's the life manual? Since my late teens, I had never felt well. I had constant infections and injuries. If things improved or there was a moment of respite, I would be hit with another virus more debilitating than the last, slowly weakening my body year after year. Bronchitis, tonsillitis, pericarditis, costochondritis, gastroenteritis, labyrinthitis, too many itises to mention, then a blood clot, slip disc, ankle and knee ligament tears, adrenal fatigue, chronic migraines, parasites, cysts and blah, 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 blah. There weren't a few months or even sometimes weeks that passed without another itis rearing its horrid head. In the end, every morning I woke up with a sense of dread of how on earth I was going to find the energy to get through the day. And I didn't know why it was all happening, nor did the doctors who I was all too often passed between. It began to scare me. I felt like I didn't have the essential answers to all the brilliant science we now have on mind and body. I just felt overwhelmed. It seemed that I needed to read one book on mindfulness, another on sleep patterns, another on the mind-body connection, one on habits and goals and purpose, one on hormones, one just on dopamine, one on trauma, one on caffeine, and one on alcohol. Are caffeine and alcohol even acceptable? I mean, one person said yes, the other no, keep reading. A book on power poses, one on ice baths, one on silent retreats, one on expressing your anger, another on soya beans. It was just all too much. What were the basics to give me a starting point for change? Maybe I should write a manual. No, not a good start, Miranda. I don't think I can say I'm embarking on writing a life manual for all humans. Who do I think I am? And if you know me at all, you know I'd only want to call it the Miranual. Right, start again. If you've ever heard the phrase coming home to yourself, have you?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?